Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور علمنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الدعاء اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue with our discourse on dil ki dunya, the world of the heart. When we know the world of our hearts, we understand it, we will be able to travel within our heart, and from our hearts will be able to travel to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If a person has a high-tech car and he knows how to drive it, he knows how to operate it, then with that car, he'll be able to reach his destination. If a person has a high-tech, sophisticated computer, he knows how to use it, then he'll be able to execute some job and responsibility he has. But if a person does not know how to use the high-tech car, the car is there, he doesn't know how to use it, he'll not be able to drive it, he won't be able to reach his destination. You have a high-tech sophisticated computer, you're just looking at it, it is the latest Apple computer. You may only look at it and admire it, but you will not be able to do anything because you don't know how to use it. Our hearts that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created is far more high tech than the high tech cars that have been manufactured till now or till the day of Qiyamah. It is far more sophisticated than the most sophisticated computer that has been built up till today until the day of Qiyamah. If we understand our heart and how the heart operates, then we would travel within our hearts to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, it is important for us to understand our aqidah and who we are. We belong to the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The most important thing in our life is our aqidah. We are from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. People who follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many, many forces out there that are calling people towards part of deviation. We need to understand who we are and stick to our aqidah and our belief. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, Ata ala ummati kama ata ala bani Israel, hadhwa al-na'la bin-na'la, hatta an kana minhum an ata ummahu alaniyatan, lakana fi ummati maysna'u thalik. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, a condition will come upon this ummah like how it came upon the Banu Israel. If among the Banu Israel there was a person that approached his own mother that gave birth to him in an immoral way. In my ummah, there'll also be those people that will approach their own mothers who gave birth to them in an immoral way. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, in the Banu Israel, there were 72 groups. In my ummah, there'll be 73. All of them will go to the fire of hell, with the exception of one. Sahaba were concerned. It's a matter of eternal success, eternal condemnation. Who is that one group that will go into Jannah? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Those people that follow my path, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the sunnah of the Sahaba, those people are going to go into Jannah. Remember, we are the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It is the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that if a person commits any guna, any sin, besides kufr, besides shirk, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Rahim, Allah is Kareem, Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Tawwab, Allah will not hesitate to forgive us. This is the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When a person commits any sin besides kufr and shirk, it does not take the person out of the fold of Deen and Islam. That is the belief of the Khawarij, and partly the belief of the Mu'tazilites that came in the past. We belong to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and this aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah gives us a lot of hope. Commit any sin, you won't deliberately do it, but should you commit sin, the door for tawbah is open for you. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will forgive, you are not out of the pain of Islam. However, there are certain sins that are so serious, they are so heinous, that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used the word kufr for such sins. Not that the person became a kafir, but as an expression of abhorrence for those kind of sins, Nabi Kareem Sallam used the word kufr for it. For example, it is mentioned in the hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Man taraka salata muta'ammidan faqad kafar. That person who deliberately leaves out his salat, he has committed kufr. Not that the person becomes a kafir. If a person deliberately leaves out his salat, he doesn't become a kafir. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to express such a serious thing, it is something similar to kufr. As Muslims, we perform our salat. Another example, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, Man intama ila ghayri abihi faqad kafar. You have a father, you have a mother, they have done so much for you in life. But for some reason, as you grow up in life, you don't want to associate yourself with your father. You disassociate yourself from your father, and you attribute yourself to someone else. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned that is also kufr. Not that the person becomes a kafir, but it is similar to an act of kufr. Similar to that, one sin that is so heinous, for which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi referred to it as kufr, is ungratefulness. Making nashukri, being ungrateful. Ungrateful to Allah and ungrateful to man, because whatever comes to you through man is also from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, Uritu an-nar, فَإِذَا أَكْثَرَ أَهْلُهَا النِّسَى قِيلْ يَكْفُرْنَ بِاللَّهِ قَالْ يَكْفُرْنَ الْعَشِيرُ وَالْإِحْسَانِ لَوْ أَحْسَنْتَ إِلَىٰ أَهْدَاهُنَّ الدَّهْرِ ثُمَّ رَأَتْ مِنْكَ شَيْءٍ تَقُولْ مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنْكَ شَيْئًا قَطُّ خَيْرًا قَطُّ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before translating this hadith, I want to caution you on one thing. Whenever any hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is narrated, and the hadith is reliable and authentic, then it is part of our belief that we should say, Sadaqa Rasulullah. Whatever Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is true. Don't make our intellect and our temperament a measure to understand the hadith. Put the hadith first and use that hadith as a guide to correct our intellect. The meaning of this hadith is Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, I was shown the fire of Jahannam. This was probably during Mi'raj or in the dream of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, I observed most of the inmates of Jahannam. This was at that particular time, not in general. At that particular time, most of the inmates of Jahannam were women. Sahaba was shocked. Women that are ungrateful. So Sahaba mentioned, the word Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used, yakfurna, kufr. Sahaba mentioned, did they make kufr of Allah? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, no. They believe in Allah, but they are ungrateful to their husbands and they are ungrateful to any favors rendered to them. And by way of example, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that if you have to do good to a woman for a long period of time, and if she sees something negative from you, then she would say, I never see any good in you ever. As an introduction to this hadith, I mentioned to you all, this hadith is authentic and reliable, says Sadaqa Rasulullah. But approach the hadith in an objective way. Try to understand what is the meaning of the hadith, the context of the hadith, and then this hadith will be a means of guidance for us. In this hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is simply referring to a temperament of a woman. But it doesn't only mean that women, only women are ungrateful. Men too are ungrateful. And the general understanding from this hadith is that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conveyed a message that being ungrateful, whether it's a male or whether it's a female, it is an act of kufr, it is something like kufr. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he states in this book, Dil Ki Dunya, that if a person wants to excel in the field of ruhaniyat and spirituality, you want to build a connection with Allah, you want to bond with Allah, then ponder upon the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah, love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and be thankful to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Once you understood who Allah is, you understood the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, now it's going to be very difficult for you to be disobedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because you know Allah is so grateful to you. You know Allah has sent so many ni'mats to you. How are you going to be ungrateful to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah gave us so many ni'mats, so many bounties, that if you try to count and enumerate the ni'mats and bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon us for a whole lifetime, and the lifetime of every human being at a quantum, we will never be able to enumerate the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah. So many ni'mats and bounties of Allah. Where are we going to count the ni'mats and bounties of Allah? Our mere existence itself is a ni'mat of Allah. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Did a time not come upon man that he was not anything worth mentioning? We were nothing. He gave us wujud. He gave us existence. And then Allah says, Imma shakira wa imma kafura. This is where our test lies. Allah wants to see whether you are grateful or whether you are ungrateful. Sometimes what happens, and I observed it from many people, when people go to challenges in life, and because their iman is not strong, you start questioning, why did I ever come in this world? I didn't ask to come in this world. I just came in this world. I never asked to come in this world. Submit to the will of Allah and thank Allah for you coming in the world, because you had the opportunity to recognize Allah and worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us so many ni'mat. It is mentioned in the hadith, on the day of Qiyamah, There will be three registers. One is the register of the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The other register will be our ta'ah, our ibadat. Sometimes we think we did too much of ibadat. But after hearing this hadith, we will understand. And the third is the ma'asiyat and the sins of a person, a register for that. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will tell ni'mah, bounties, go and collect your due from so and so person. A person probably made ibadat whole life. He thinks his register is full with ni'mat. But with ibadat, ni'mat will come and draw all that ibadat just for one ni'mah. And he'll be left with any ibadat. Nothing is left for him to present to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. From this we understand, any amount of ibadat, we cannot fulfill the haqq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If Allah rewards us, it is just the fadl of Allah, it is just the grace of Allah. Yes, we exert ourselves to the best of our ability. And after worshipping Allah, make shukr. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, you want to make shukr for my ni'mats and bounties? Make shukr like how Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam made shukr. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. How Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam made shukr? When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam to make shukr, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam told to Allah, Ya Allah, kayfa ashkuruk wa shukru laka ni'mah. Oh Allah, how am I going to make your shukr? Because making shukr itself is a ni'mah, and I have to make shukr for that shukr. So that's when Allah told that, Al-an, now you have fulfilled the haqq of shukr. Praise Allah, thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I just want to mention three ways through which you can make shukr, very short and brief. First and foremost, we should look at those people that are poor, underprivileged, people who do not have those bounties that we have. People don't have things, we have things. Look at the poor, the underprivileged, and see what you have. Compare, and that will give you the tawfiq to make shukr. Don't look at people that are higher than you. Look at the people that are lower than you in materialistic value. On one occasion, Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Alayh, he left home, bare feet. And he thought to himself, how unfortunate I am. I don't have shoes. And suddenly he came across a person who had no legs. And he thought to himself, I'm complaining of not having shoes. Here is a person who got no legs. And you make shukr for that, sure, the legs that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given. It is stated that don't look at somebody's palace and destroy your hut. Don't look at somebody's palace and destroy your hut. Look at your hut and look at the homeless person, you'll appreciate your hut. Look at the person that is below you. That is how we learn to make shukr. The second prescription for shukr is appreciate what we have. Change our mindset. We have so many things. Don't focus on your wants. Appreciate what you have. Sometimes we say, oh, I want a cell phone. I want a new house. I want a new car. All our wants, they keep on increasing. And at the height of that, just think for one moment, for one session, if your urine have to stop, you'll forget all your wants. For one session, your tummy stop working, you'll forget all your wants. And that is why when we go to a toilet and we relieve ourselves, we make shukr to Allah, Alhamdulillah, alladhi azhaba annil adha wa afani. And third, with human beings, anybody made ihsan upon you, then thank them for that. And it first goes to our parents. There are two people we will never be able to thank. First, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why we read durood and salam. And in that we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, we cannot thank Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You reward Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf. You become our wakil. And second, our parents. We can never fulfill the haqq of our parents. That is why the dua being taught was, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, we cannot fulfill the haqq of our parents. Allah, you reward them on our behalf. Husband and wives also make shukr to one another. What the wife renders for the husband, she cooks the food, cleans the house, makes the bed, does everything. Did at any time when the wife prepared a meal, would the words of love in the dictionary explain to her and tell to her that, Jazakallah, you prepared this meal, or we take it for granted. And the same goes with the woman, for with the wives. When the husband have provided something, do we just take it for granted? Or if sometimes the husband, he wants appreciation and will tell her that express the appreciation, she probably may just say, well, it was her duty. You did it. Learn to appreciate one another. It builds love and muhabbat and harmony in the homes. And lastly, brothers, remember the ni'mat and the bounty of Allah. The shukr, the haqq of shukr of Allah, is whatever He has given us, use it in the ibadat of Allah. Allah gave us His eyes, use it to see what Allah wanted to see. Don't use our eyes in the disobedience of Allah. Allah gave us ears, listen what is the right thing. Don't listen to the wrong thing. That is na shukri to Allah. And Allah gave us a tongue, use it in the obedience of Allah. Tilawat of the Quran Kareem. Make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is what is the shukr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri sahab, Badda Zilluhu, I will present this and I will terminate. See, one person went for Hajj. And normally when a person returns, he thinks of his near dear ones and he would want to buy a gift. And he thought to himself that I should bring a gift for the Imam of my masjid. He went, he bought in Medina Sharif, he bought a nice kurta for the Imam of the masjid. He came, he presented the kurta to the Imam, and then he thought, this Jumma, I'm going to see the Imam wearing that kurta. He comes. First Jummah, he said, no, the Imam is not wearing the kurta. Maybe next Jummah. Next Jummah, Imam not wearing it. Maybe the next one. And the next one, Imam is not wearing that kurta. Until Imam Sahib felt sick. He thought, let me go and visit the Imam. And he noticed the kurta which he gave to the Imam has used it as his doormat. Kurta you brought from Medina Sharif? You gave it with so much appreciation to the Imam? And this is the value that the Imam has given, that he uses as his doormat. What will go in the mind of the person? I'll never give this person anything in future. Imagine Allah gave us eyes and we use it in the wrong places. That's worse than the Imam using the kurta as his doormat. Even worse than that. Allah gave us ears. Instead of using it in the right place, we're using it in the wrong place. The tongue, instead of using it in the right place, we're using it in the wrong place. Imagine, is that the shukr of Allah? Brothers, these are Mubarak nights. Odd nights, potential nights, nights to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And remember, Allah is ash-shakur. Allah is ash-shakur. Very appreciative. Despite all our disobedience to Allah and ungratefulness to Allah, from our depth of our heart, say, Allah, please forgive me. Please forgive me. And then you'll see, despite our countless disobedience, Allah's rahmat will come down and Allah will forgive us. May Allah tabarak grant us tawfiq and that engage ourselves in ibadat, change the direction of our life, change the compass of our life, create values of humanity and Islam in our lives. Then you'll see rahmat and mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala coming in our lives. Brothers, inshallah, shortly we'll be making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is such a gathering where Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that if a person happened to come in a gathering of zikr, he's a sinful person and he didn't come there purposefully, unintentionally. He just decided to sit there. Nabi Sasa mentioned, Humul Julasa La Yashqa Jalisuhum. This is such a gathering that no one is deprived. Even if you came there unintentionally, you full soiled in sin, it is a gathering of zikr when Allah's rahmat come, it encompasses you also. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this gathering of zikr is such that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala yubahi bikum indal malaika. O kama qal, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala prides Himself in front of the malaika. Look at this gathering of people sitting in Masjid al-Salihin. They're making my zikr. Allah prides Himself in front of malaika. Make our zikr, give our heart, let it turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And lastly, Allah Ta'ala tells, Ana inda zanni abdi bi. I deal with my slaves like how my slaves' thoughts are about me. If we think about Allah as Rahim and Kareem, Allah will deal with that accordingly. May Allah grant us tawfiq. Let us recite 3 times, Qul Wallahu Ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Allahu Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Brother, before making zikr, we're going to make the zikr of la ilaha illallah. When we saying that la means no, la, so we focus on our heart and we turn our face from our heart towards the right, and we're saying la like you're taking out everything besides Allah from your heart. We want it out. Kufr out, shirk out, backbiting out, zina out. Take it out from your heart. And then when we say illallah, put the love of Allah and think of all beautiful qualities and insert those into our hearts. Enjoy our zikr and let us connect with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second tasbih will be illallah. It means only Allah. And you face your heart, your face towards the heart, and you say it from the depth of your heart, illallah, only Allah. That means if I have to worship anyone, only Allah. If anyone has to do anything and have power, it is only Allah. If I have any problem, solution, only Allah. If there's anyone that I have muhabbat and ta'alluq with, is only Allah. So build that bond with Allah and repeatedly say, illallah, illallah, from the heart, and enjoy the zikr and create that bond with Allah. Illallah, 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 illallah,
We'll be doing now a tasbih of Allahu Allah, only the name of Allah. Such a beautiful name, sweetness in the name of Allah. And if there's anything that we should inhabit our hearts with, and the sweetness that can come in anything, it is the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So take the name of Allah with love and enjoy the closeness and the bond with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Khaliqi, Allahu Raziqi, Allahu Rahimi, Allahu Karimi, Allah, 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 Allah.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when a person makes the zikr of Allah, and after that, when he lifts up his hand and makes dua, most definitely dua is accepted. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also mentioned, when a person makes zikr, nadahum munadin anqumu mafuran lakum. An announcer calls out from the skies, my banda have made zikr, stand up, you are forgiven. And not only forgiven, all your wrongs also Allah converts them into hasanat and nekis. Now the dua will be made by Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Chauhan Sahab. Give our hearts, give our soul, cry to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, hear the dua, learn how to make the dua, and from the depth of our heart, from the cornerstone of our heart, from the deepest part of our heart, say Ameen. Full concentration in our dua. Allah tells in our Quran Kareem, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Allah is inviting us, make dua to me, I will answer you. What doubt can we have that our duas won't be answered? All we need is yaqeen, conviction and full concentration. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, when people spread their hands before Allah, and like a night like this,
in Ramadan, odd night, in the masjid, many people are mu'takifeen, the elderly people, women, everybody listening, and Allah's rahmat and mercy won't come, have that yaqeen and conviction, and say ameen from the depth of our heart. May Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير كله إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله اللهم وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا بديع السماوات والأرض ويا ذا الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صادق الوعد الأمين رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى بعدد ما تحب وترضى ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير O most merciful, kind and gracious Allah. Ya Allah, you are most compassionate, Ya Allah. You are most loving, Ya Allah. Oh, most compassionate and loving Allah. You love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you wait for the opportunities and the excuses, Ya Allah, to forgive, Ya Allah. You are Ghafirul Dham. Qabilul Tawb, Ya Allah. You are that Allah that forgives, Ya Allah, without us asking for forgiveness. Ya Allah, and when we make tawbah, Ya Allah, you accept that tawbah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. We sit here in your house, Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, making atiraf and an admission of guilt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we are guilty of breaking your commandments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are guilty of violations, Ya Allah. We are guilty of transgressions, Ya Allah. We are guilty of disobedience, Ya Allah. We are guilty of omissions of all the hukuk, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful and kind Allah. Oh, most merciful and kind Allah. We are unworthy, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are worthy of your punishment.
servant, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we sit here, Ya Allah, begging of you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, makhluk is such, Ya Allah, that we cannot just sit and ask for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we won't even be forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you are that Allah that draws our hearts towards you, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, we call towards you, Ya Allah. Would your tawfiq that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you've given us these opportunities, Ya Allah, of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, the odd nights, Ya Allah, in search of Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Oh most merciful Allah, where are we going to get another gracious Allah like you, Ya Allah? Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are such, Ya Allah. You love to forgive, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive each and every one of us for all the sins that we have committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are guilty of major and minor sins, Ya Allah. We've committed sins during the day and night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've committed the sins in darkness and light, Ya Allah. We've committed the sins, O Allah, in open and in public, Ya Allah. We've committed the sins secretly, Ya Allah. Allah, you forgive each and every one of those sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, our siblings. Ya Allah, forgive our children. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah, you cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Wash our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wash it, O Allah, with the waters of your rahmah, your mercy, your maghfirat. Oh, most merciful Allah, bless our hearts, Ya Allah, with your marifat and your recognition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Bless our hearts with the love of Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, undoubtedly, Ya Allah, we have filth in our hearts that we feed all the time. Ya Allah, the filth of arrogance, the filth of our pride and our conceitedness. Ya Allah, the filth of ostentation and show. Ya Allah, the filth, Ya Allah, of hasad and jealousy, Ya Allah, of enmity, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, the filth of hatred, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the filth of extreme passionate love for this world, Ya Allah. Love for fame and name, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, cleanse us of all of that, Ya Allah. Cleanse us of each and every one of those debasing qualities, Ya Allah. Grant us the beautiful qualities of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Rabbi Kareem, Mula, grant us your love. Ya Allah, grant us the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the love for the entire deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the love of the performance of salat, Ya Allah. That love, Ya Allah, grant it to us and make it the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah, that we stand up in front of you in our salat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a heart, Ya Allah, that latches towards you in that salat, Ya Allah. Grant us a tongue that will, Ya Allah, remember you in the different postures, Ya Allah. A heart, Ya Allah, that becomes aware of you in our salat, Ya Allah. Grant us the love of our salat. Grant us the love of giving out in zakat and in charities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make it, Ya Allah, as though we are making it a burden, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that true spirit, Ya Allah, of spending and sacrificing for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the love of our fasting, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Give us within us, Ya Allah, that enthusiasm, Ya Allah, to want to leave that which is halal only for you, Ya Allah, so that we can leave everything that is haram only for you, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah, grant us the love of the entire deen, Ya Allah, the love of Quran in the tilawat of Quran, the love of listening to the Quran, the love of fulfilling the hukuk and the rights of the Quran. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah. We have different challenges, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, amongst us, whoever has whatever challenges, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sometimes it is the challenge of finance, Ya Allah. Sometimes it are their domestic issues. Ya Allah, there are issues in our businesses, in our communities, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. You alleviate all of that and avert all those difficulties and challenges. Ya Allah, you solve all those issues, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Open the doors of halal rozi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of halal rozi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever has whatever financial challenges, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Sometimes it may be employment, Ya Allah. Sometimes it may be other matters, Ya Allah. Oh, Allah. Give us the strength to overcome it, Ya Allah. And from the unseen, Ya Allah, send down your help, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are indebted, Ya Allah, involved in debt, Ya Allah, whether it be in whatever way, from whichever institutions, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, grant us halal rozi, Ya Allah. Open the doors of halal rozi. Ya Allah, you make arrangements, Ya Allah, from your unseen, Ya Allah. From the unseen, Ya Allah, you fulfill all those debts, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah. Throughout the world, your servants are sitting, Ya Allah. In Etikaf, in the different masajid, Ya Allah. Each one is knocking at your door, Ya Allah. You are the King of Kings, Ya Allah. You are the owner of sovereignty, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, the kings of this world. When the doors are knocked, Ya Allah, they do open at some point in time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these beggars sit at your doorstep, Ya Allah, begging from you, knocking at your door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, from your treasures, Ya Allah. Grant us from your treasures, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, O Allah, our closeness to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, that each one of us become your friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. It is about, Ya Allah, you accepting us, Ya Allah. Oh, Rabbi Kareem, Mawla, grant us your love, Ya Allah, and accept us, Ya Allah. Rabbi Kareem, wherever the ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is suffering, Ya Allah, be it in Sham, Ya Allah, be it in Palestine, Ya Allah, be it in Kashmir, in India, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever in the world, Ya Allah, this ummah is suffering, in the different countries of Africa, Ya Allah, there are different forms of suffering, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Change the conditions for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi Kareem Mawla, Rabbi Kareem Mawla, free the Haramain Sharifain from the clutches, O Allah, of those, O Allah, of those, Ya Allah, that do not have a passion, Ya Allah, for you, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem Mawla, free Al-Aqsa, Ya Allah, from the hands of the treacherous, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, oh, most merciful Allah, safeguard all our masajid throughout the world, Ya Allah, all those institutions, Ya Allah, that are doing whatever work, Ya Allah, according to your pleasures, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard it, Ya Allah. Those that are out in your path, striving, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them steadfastness, Ya Allah, and you accept them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are incarcerated, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you free them, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, there is no doubt in the fact, Ya Allah, that we've lived a life of disobedience. We lived a life of sin. We lived a life, O Allah, of earning your displeasures, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. Each one of us, Ya Allah, we want to turn a new page, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one that obliterates. You are the one that erases. You are the one that covers. You are the one that conceals, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Let us turn that new page, Ya Allah. Let us walk a new life, Ya Allah. Let us breathe a breath of fresh air, Ya Allah, in your total obedience, Ya Allah, with your total love, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, before maud comes at our door, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, throughout this life, Ya Allah, we have made zulm upon others, Ya Allah. Sometimes with our tongues, we've hurt the hearts of people, Ya Allah. Sometimes in different ways, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, give us control over our tongues, Ya Allah. Wherever we have hurt, Ya Allah, O most merciful Allah, grant them the best, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and forgive us, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, before maud comes to our door, Ya Allah, let us fulfill the hukuk and the rights of all those, Ya Allah, whom we had, Ya Allah, aggressed, Ya Allah, oppressed, Ya Allah, hurt or harmed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, at the time when maut is at our doorstep, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let our hearts be filled with iman, Ya Allah, with the noor of your iman, with the noor of iman in you, Ya Allah, with the noor, O Allah, of your love and muhabbat, with the noor of your ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, having full husn dhan and hope in your mercies, Ya Allah, at that time, Ya Allah, when maut comes to us, Ya Allah, let us be engaging in the best of ibadat, Ya Allah, with the highest form of ikhlas and sincerity. Ya Allah, let us be striving in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us in the most mubarak of times, Ya Allah, when your mercies are descending on this earth in full force, Ya Allah. Take us in the best of places, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, save us from a maut in an evil place, in an evil condition, in evil company, doing evil deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not disgrace us at the time of maut. Rabbi Kareem Mawla, Rabbi Kareem Mawla, tomorrow we are all going to go into that qabr, Ya Allah. At that time we're going to be questioned about Mar Rabbo, who is your Rabb. Ya Allah, give us a recognition, Ya Allah, about you being the Rabb, Ya Allah. Give us a recognition in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not deprive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us, Ya Allah. We're going to be asked about our deen, Ya Allah. Give us steadfastness in our deen, Ya Allah. We are going to be asked about our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, how are we going to answer, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, how are we going to answer, Ya Allah, when we do not follow our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we do not follow the beautiful lifestyle He has given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our hearts, Ya Allah. Change our hearts towards Him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let Him be our role model, Ya Allah. Let us fulfill every deed and every action according to the tariqah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are all going to be standing, Ya Allah, in front of You on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Drowning in our perspiration, Ya Allah. Drowning in our perspiration. Ya Allah, unclothed, Ya Allah. At that time, Ya Allah, You are going to give us our book of deeds, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, You're going to say, Iqra kitabak. Iqra kitabak. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Ya Allah, You are going to say to us, Ya Allah, read this book of deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know we are evil, Ya Allah. We know we are sinners, Ya Allah, yet we try, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, the condition of our good deeds are such, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that they are not worthy of being presented to You, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem Mawla, Rabbi Kareem Mawla, grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on that day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a small shade, Ya Allah, under the shade of Your Rahmah and Your Arsh, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, we are most undeserving, Ya Allah, of the ni'mat You have in store for us in Jannat, Ya Allah. But Your Rahmah, Ya Allah, is much more than what we have practiced, Ya Allah. And we have hope more in Your Rahmah and no hope at all in our amal, Ya Allah. Despite the fact that we are unworthy, Ya Allah, grant us those ni'mats of Jannat, Ya Allah. Grant us the greatest ni'mat of Jannat, Ya Allah, when You will unveil, Ya Allah, and Your tajalli suddenly will become apparent, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these eyes of ours, Ya Allah, are not worthy of it, Ya Allah. But your shan, Ya Allah, your rahmah is such, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that ni'mat, Ya Allah, to have a glimpse and a glance of your tajalli, Ya Allah, in Jannatul Firdaus. Oh, most merciful and kind and gracious Allah, do not cause our legs and our feet to slip on pulsirat, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, oh, most merciful Allah, whatever deeds what have been carried out in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, and even before, Ya Allah, no matter how broken they may be, Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah, you accept it. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making qadr of the balance of the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not punish us by engaging us in frivolous activities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be focused on you, Ya Allah. Let us be focused on you, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, there are many, Ya Allah, that have requested dua be made for them. Ya Allah, grant them, Ya Allah, whatever their needs be. Grant us whatever our needs be. Ya Allah, whatever their desires be that are permissible, whatever our desires be that are permissible, Ya Allah, grant them and grant us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are those, Ya Allah, that may have not requested, but they have a haqq and a right, Ya Allah, that we make dua for them, Ya Allah. Grant them the best of dunya. Grant them the best of akhirat. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours. Allahumma rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik.
Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O most merciful and gracious Allah, protect us. Protect our iman. Ya Allah, protect the iman and the deen of our children and our progeny, Ya Allah. Protect it till the day of Qiyamah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah. Protect the iman of each and every ummati of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, rid this world, Ya Allah, of the virus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, rid this world of the virus, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, save us from the third wave, Ya Allah. O Rabbi Kareem Mula, O Rabbi Kareem Mula, undoubtedly, Ya Allah, your Qudrat is far greater than all of this, Ya Allah. It is far greater than all the sciences and all the medical sciences, Ya Allah. Rabbi Kareem Mula, it is just one hukam of yours, Ya Allah, kun fayakun. And Ya Allah, all of this can come to an end, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bring it to an end, Ya Allah. O most merciful and gracious Allah, all those places that are afflicted, Ya Allah, give rahat to all those who are ill and sick, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, you become ours. Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka min wa nabiyuka Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min shaddi masta'adha minhu nabiyuka Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Allahumma hadha du'a wa ilayka al-ijaba. Wa hadha al-juhd wa alayka al-tuklan. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu wa sallallahu wa sallam ala an-nabiyyil karim wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.